Hello, Pastor Jeff here with another manna. We have been in the book of Genesis, and we just came out of a very interesting chapter, chapter 38, with the business between Tamar and Judah, and kind of a chapter that's set between two parts of Joseph's story, the beginning where he gets set against by his brothers. They plot against him to kill him at first, and then they end up selling him off to some traveling Ishmaelites. And so we pick the story back up in chapter 39, where Joseph is in Egypt being sold to an Egyptian named Potiphar. He's the captain of the guard in Pharaoh's army, and so Joseph is sold to him. And he puts Joseph to work in his household. And we kind of all know this story here where Joseph begins to work for Potiphar, and then Potiphar's wife takes a liking to Joseph and starts making advances to Joseph. And Joseph is faithful to not take advantage of that situation. And so he runs off, and then Potiphar's wife accuses Joseph of being the one making the advances and trying to sleep with her, gets Potiphar mad, and Potiphar sends Joseph to the prison where, as the story will continue into chapter 40, some things happen there. So Joseph seems like his story goes from bad to worse. You know, now he was in a prison where once he was in a pit being plotted against by his brothers, and now he's in a foreign land with absolutely no relatives, no help, seemingly, in a prison. But there's a couple of verses here that stand out. There's actually a couple of repeated phrases throughout chapter 39, and I think if we look to our own lives too, we can see these repeated phrases playing out in our own lives. And so the first phrase is found in verse 2, and it states, "The Lord was with Joseph." And that's repeated again as we see this story progress in verse 3, again, when Potiphar sees this. So it says, and his master, Potiphar, saw that the Lord was with him. And then it's in verse 21, when he's now in the prison, it's the same thing. Verse 21, "But the Lord was with Joseph and showed him mercy, and he gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison," which is part of the next repeated phrase. "The Lord made all he did to prosper. So verse 3, we see that as well. So, "And his master saw the Lord was with him, and the Lord made all that he did to prosper in his hand." And then when he's in prison, it's the same concept. "The keeper of the prison did not look into anything that was under Joseph's authority, because the Lord was with him, and whatever he did, the Lord made it prosper." So a couple of encouraging verses for us, and then another big point here out of verse 5. The Lord was with Joseph. So sometimes I think we can think of this story in our minds and go, okay, well, Joseph must have been, you know, a really good manager. He must have been conscientious and faithful and had all of the qualities you might want in a manager, because he, you know, is taking over Potiphar's house and then he's taken over the prison. But that may be true, but we get the reverse in our minds if we think that way. What's accurate to think about is what it says here: the Lord was with Joseph, and the Lord made it to prosper in his hand. And so this is very much about the Lord showing his favor to Joseph for his purpose. And we'll see when we get to the end of this story. But we have to remember that the Lord had promised to bring about one that would crush the head of the serpent and be the Savior, the Messiah of his people. And so Joseph is playing a big part of that here, and we see a lot of what to look for as Joseph is playing out his story here with the Lord's provision. So then in verse 5, So it was from the time that he had made him overseer of his house and all that he had had, the Lord blessed the Egyptian's house for Joseph's sake. And that's the same thing when he's in prison. It was for Joseph's sake that he did the prospering, right? So we even see that pagans, people who don't know the Lord, come under a favor because of, in this case, Joseph. But it's the same for us, and it's the same principle that we see. As the Lord is with us, working in our lives, that favor will disseminate out unto other people as well. And other people will see, as it says here in verse 4, that, and his master saw that the Lord was with him. So others will see that the Lord is working in and through us, and hopefully that will draw us to them, or that will draw them to the Lord. Sorry about that. So hopefully that's encouraging for you to know that whatever situation you're in, so certainly Joseph is not in a great situation. You know, he's in basically forced servitude here. He's accused of something he didn't do, and then he's thrown in prison for it. But all through the story, we see that the Lord was with Joseph, and the Lord is working to prosper even those that are subjecting him. So hopefully that's an encouragement for you today. And so until next time, stay encouraged and stay in the Word.